20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country. The Matt Malone Morning Show. We're celebrating Ag Week this week. And today we are continuing with some of our interviews. And this is cool because kind of a reunion of sorts. Somebody that's been with us and done some interviews with us before. But I'm going to do a really cheesy transition here in segue because it is National Pie Day. And our conversation is going to relate to cow pies, unfortunately, with the dairy farm. So it's shameful that I do that, but I feel like it's only right to be able to bring that in that way.
Nice one, man.
Thanks, Carl. So Carl's with us here, and you farm over in Niles, and this is your third generation, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so that means Grandpa started the farm for you. You are, again, one of how many brothers?
I got one brother and one sister.
One brother and one sister. Now, your sister is on the farm as well?
Yep.
And then your brother is handling the milking side of things.
He milks the cows.
So then what do you do?
Not much, it sounds like. But
I know.
No, I work off-farm at a local farmer's co-op, but I also, on the farm, handle a lot of the crop side of it, corn, soybeans, wheat, alfalfa, and a few other things we do there, certified seed production. But I'm more on the field side, and Jake stays in the barn, and then my younger sister works with grapes that we have. So
very cool. Okay, so you really got your... Here in Southwest Michigan, we really have a diverse farming landscape, we'll say. And so you guys, as a family farm, are kind of hitting almost everything. You got the fruit, you've got the grain, and you've got the dairy.
Yeah,
all in one. That's amazing. Yep. So is it just you three then, or do you have other farmhands that help you?
Well, it's us, you know, the three siblings. I got my mom and dad who a lot of the meat and potatoes around the farm.
Sure.
And we do have one hired guy there that helps complete the circle there. So,
there you go. Okay, perfect. So, you know, the big question that I have from our conversation here is with obviously the talk about farming and specifically dairy, a lot of farmers are getting out of dairy farming because, much like we talked about just a couple minutes ago, that the demand isn't necessarily there as much from a consumer standpoint, but you've got a surplus of milk. Like, you know, you can swim in it for how much milk y'all got. So, you know, how is it for trying to stay competitive in trying to be a provider that is still able to be profitable?
You tell me.
That's right. It's hard. Yeah.
It's really difficult. Yeah. And you knocked it out of the park there. I mean, the real issue is just there continues to be a lower demand for liquid milk. There seems to be good demand for cheese and some of the other products. But the other problem is we just have a big glut of milk on the market, just a huge supply. And right now, I think the industry is just kind of trying to figure out its path forward. And I don't know if I have the answer to that, but it's really about being really efficient on the farm and doing the very best job you can.
What do you think is the biggest challenge facing the dairy industry? Is it the competition when it comes to, you know, other milk replacement supplements? Is it more of, you know, a lactose intolerant culture, or is it like a keto diet or whatever?
I have no doubt that some of that plays right into there. I mean, we look at a variety of things. I know whether it's milk or whether it's juices, there's just lower consumption of it. And so why and how to get that up, I don't know. But that's certainly part of it. And then the supply side of it, it's kind of a two-headed beast there.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
I love that you and I both called it juice because everybody else is like, that's almond milk. No, it's not. It's not milk. It's not milk. It's juice. So, all right. And let's talk a little bit about, because you're still going to school as well. And I want to talk about like the technology that you're seeing from when you first started helping out on the farm and how the technology maybe has helped you or maybe even your brother when it comes to milking on the farm.
Yeah. I mean, just like anybody, we all have our smartphones, we're plugged in, everything's about data management, and whether it's on their dairy side, using to keep records on the herds, or whether we're keeping records or data on the crop side, you know, that's something we're using every day. It's helping us make better decisions and being more efficient and doing a better job with what we have.
So. And does that translate into like an organic side of things when it comes to farming?
Absolutely. You know, we're a conventional farm as it is, but we have a lot of organic farms in the county as well, and I work with those organic farmers, and you know, they're doing the same thing as well on that side of using technology.
Absolutely. And the last question we'll ask you today, talking about GMOs, because a lot of people hear that word and they're like, oh, bad, but it's not bad. It's actually really good for a couple different reasons.
Well, that's kind of the debate. How long have we used them? You know, you can make an argument that we've been using them for thousands of years because we've been cultivating different varieties and different breeds and plants and animals. You know, here and today, of course, we're using different biotechnology to do that same job. And it's allowing us to grow, you know, better food, more food. And I understand there's a debate, but, you know, it seems like the science would show that things are pretty safe there. Safe to eat. Good to use. So.
Well, and y'all eat it yourself too, right?
That's right.
You wouldn't eat something you wouldn't trust.
No, that's right.
There you go. Excellent. So it's okay. Everything is good. So Carl, we appreciate you coming in, hanging out with us here this morning. Give us the name of the farm.
Wagner Family Farms.
There it is. Excellent. All right. Wagner Family Farms. And you know what? Just go and buy milk. There you go.
There you go. Please.
What were you saying before? Two jugs instead of one?
Right. Buy two. Yeah.
Carl, we'll talk to you soon, buddy. All right.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
You bet. It's an MLone Morning Show celebrating Ag Week with the Berrien County Farm Bureau. Visit their Facebook page for more chances for you to win some great prizes. And today is the last day for you to register to win the hashtag selfie contest. 975ycountry.com. Click on contests.